This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending in sports? The NBA, the All-Star Game ratings were down.
Yuck.
I'm tired of talking about the All-Star Game and how bad it is every year. I blame you all who keep watching it. Well, you know what the product is going to do. You know what the product is. It's a bad product. So why do we keep watching it?
I mean, I wish they'd just go back to the old way, do the Kobe thing that they did in the fourth quarter where they actually played defense. Let them go do their stupid dunks, shoot from the logo, and all the other nonsense that they want to do. But, like, did you read the report on this weekend? Like, I've said this before. If you watch an NFL game, There's about 11 to 15 minutes of action. The rest of the time is commercials, the clock running.
Yep.
While they're walking back, they're huddling up, or the refs are setting the football, all that stuff. There's literally 11 to 15 minutes of action. Through three-hour All-Star Game festivities, there were 42 minutes of actual basketball played.
Mm-hmm.
It started with an intro, with commercials, pregame talk, Kenny versus Chuck for 12 minutes. Hey, what's the Mr. Beast challenge? Who cares who Mr. Beast is? Game two, Shaq versus the Rising Stars. Then a music performance. Then an Inside the NBA tribute. Then Chuck versus Shaq for 14 minutes.
And 20-minute breaks they had.
It's just ridiculous. And now they're talking about a one-on-one tournament. Just go back to the game. Go back to the game, even if it's a crappy game, or just get rid of it.
The players didn't like it. At least, Trae Young said he thought it was ridiculous.
It is. They're not even playing. Like, these guys might end up playing 6 to 12 minutes of actual action while they're watching Kevin Hart run around. Like, I love Kevin Hart, but I've had enough of him. Like, he doesn't need to be at all these sporting events. Like, I've heard the jokes. There's nothing new. It drives me insane. But one person did bring up Mac McClung, a white dude winning the slam dunk contest 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. John Morant's like, now I want to get into it. And now everybody else, Giannis said, you get into it, I'll do it. Now they're all talking about this one-on-one tournament for $1 million, which I think it's cool, but okay. How much action are we going to get there? What are they going to play to? 7? 11? Anybody that wants to get in can get in? Are you going to cut it off at 8?
You know why I don't complain about it? Because I haven't watched it in about 5 years, honestly. I don't think I watched the All-Star game since the last time Kobe played.
I couldn't watch on Sunday night.
I
turned it on and I asked my wife, I was like, you want to watch a movie?
I'm biased because I think the NBA product is unwatchable. That's just me in general. So now when you jazz it up or try to and make it a commercial thing and make a product that, in my opinion, is not that good in the first place, now you take even more away from it by creating this All-Star Game fiction. Now it's not even worth talking about.
But you can't even get used to one style because, like, they've switched it up every year. Oh, it's the East versus the West. Oh, it's international versus the American players. Oh, here we go. Let's let LeBron and KD pick teams. Oh, you know what? Let's not do that anymore. Let's chop it up into four teams and have a rising. The only cool thing about this week is that they did showcase some of their younger talent, to which the older talent's like, who cares about the rising stars? Let them cut their teeth any way they can, yeah, and then make the All-Star game. So, I mean, the three-point shootout is not any different. It's never changing. And we've seen almost every single dunk you can possibly see. I mean, it's getting ridiculous what guys can do now. I mean, we saw guys jump over a car and just dunk it.
It used to be all the time. Yeah.
And he lifts his legs up and grabs the ball. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
He's only 6'2".
Yeah, he's a freakish athlete. Yeah. And it's embarrassing for the league that they got to go, who are we getting in the dunk contest? You want to call the G League? That guy's played 6 minutes in the NBA. Let's put him in a Magic jersey and let him dunk. And he's a great kid. He's made more money in dunk contests than he has playing basketball.
Yeah. He went to Georgetown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Well, he was the kid that was breaking all of Allen Iverson's records.
Yeah. I think what the NBA, like the NFL, to be honest with you, is, I think that what they lose sight of is this. We like basketball. We like basketball. How about do more of that? The leagues, those two leagues, in my opinion, are becoming too much show and not enough game.
You know,
both of them. NFL's getting that way, too. NFL's going right down that path, too. The NBA is fully, fully committed to it. They're more show. We talk more about what Kenny, Charles, Shaq, and Ernie said than we do about the game. You know why? Because they're more entertaining than the game is.
Yeah, and again, like I don't. For me as a fan, you're not getting rid of me because I'm an NBA fan. I just am. Like, and so I can't argue with other people that don't like it because I understand why they don't like it. But when I'm watching this stuff, I'm like, can you not pay Kevin Hart? Can you not pay? I don't know what they paid LiAngelo Ball to come out and rap his song, but can we just? Can you work something out? You know what? You
it's
know what people
song,
love?
Man.
It is. It's got
a good
nice
song.
You know what people love? Free stuff. So offer the NBA players trips, offer them video game consoles, offer them money. Like, make it elaborate for the winning team so much so that they want to come out and actually play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just don't go, okay, we'll give $1 million to the winning team and you guys can break it up amongst the 12. No. Like, pay them. You're making money on this.
Yeah.
If you want to make it interesting
so you're
and
saying,
market it.
You're saying if you don't offer them all these stars money, then that's more money to offer to actual players for these games.
And oh, by the way, the guys that are getting in on their first All-Star game, second All-Star game, you're going to tell me they're not going to play their asses off when they get on the floor?
You know what's bad, though, and I'm hoping it doesn't bleed over to other sports. How much money do baseball All-Star players make to go to the All-Star game? How much does baseball have to dangle in front of them? Hey, we'll give you $1 million if you play in the All-Star
game.
None,
but it's the only game that looks like the actual game.
But you know, you just made my point. We like basketball. So play freaking basketball.
They just don't play defense.
We like football. So play football. Why are you taking the game, Ed, and making it something? Jeremy made my point. You know why you don't have to do that to baseball players? Because they like playing baseball. So they're going to play. I'm going to an All-Star game. Why? It's another chance for me to play baseball and hang out with other baseball stars. How cool is that? Meanwhile, you got to dangle $1 million in front of NBA players. Hey, you got the honor of being an All-Star. I'll give you $1 million if you play. Man,
it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I know.
I almost said a word.
I know. I'm just glad baseball's going back to letting you wear your own uniforms.
The man wishes to say a word. Go ahead, drop that.
Instead of the All-Star uniforms?
Yeah. I mean, that was fun watching, you know, all the different guys. And, you know,
you have one in white, one in their
gray,
colors.
Whatever, yeah. Gray or the light blue, whatever they happen to wear. But
they don't have to convince people to hit the home run derby. They don't have to convince you to do your job.
It's just so frustrating, man, to watch. Whatever they put on this weekend was the worst effing thing that
I've
ever
seen.
We were
talking about that earlier, now
it's so spooky. I just tell people. I mentioned I was having some Frank's hot sauce on my food. What pops up in my feed just now?
Oh, it's going to be on mine now. Thanks a lot. But I do like Frank's. I put that on everything.
Me too.
Man. Yeah.
Well, Doc Moore, Justin Tucker at 8:45, but on the other side is Orioles baseball, or at least baseball. Reaction to John Means' 1-year deal with the Guardians. Will the O's rue the day? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You know, in my fantasy world, I saw the Orioles kind of doing what the Cleveland Guardians did, signing John Means to a 1-year deal with an option for a second year. That was my fantasy world because I didn't really think it was going to happen. John Means is gone. He's now a Cleveland Guardian. He is a guy that, when healthy, is a very, very good pitcher. I'm not going to give a hyperbole and say he's one of the best pitchers in the American League because I don't know if he is. But he is very good when he's healthy. The problem is, Ed, can't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's been a big problem. It's one of those, it's one of those things when you see the news that he's gone, I'm like, aw. But then I'm like, yeah. Because every year we kind of, he's coming back, he's coming back. No, he's hurt again. So, not quite to make of it. But they thought enough to pick him up.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like because he was one of ours coming up, even through the lean years when he was your best pitcher and your all-star, threw a no-hitter here. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things I like about him. I mean, he's a good dude.
He's a great dude. He is. I love that guy, man.
And his wife.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I thought they were my neighbors.
Yeah.
And they're just, I talked to them in the pool, like just regular good people.
We have a pool in a pond. I go to the pond. But I don't meet many people out there, so you're probably meeting more people at the pool, Ed.
I remember the story when he told us how he got the call from the Orioles?
Yep.
It was hilarious.
Yep. At home, he thought the season was over
because he lied to them.
He lied to them. He said, are you been throwing? Been staying in shape? He said,
Yeah.
And throwing
was a thing. I was on my couch.
Did he tell us he was eating something in particular, like Doritos or something?
I think you're right, actually. I think he might have been
on the sofa eating Doritos.
He was on the sofa.
Watching baseball.
Yeah.
Have you been throwing?
Yeah.
He looked at the arms and said, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Can I tell you one of the reasons why I like that he's not here? I mean, I like the fact that he's getting opportunities at Guardians because I feel like that used to be the old Oriole way, is just trying to, let's see if he catches what he had before. And I don't know that that's what they're doing except on certain flyers. Like, bringing in Charlie Morton. Like, if you compared Charlie Morton and Max Scherzer and asked you who you wanted, because they got similar money, people would say, are you kidding me? Like, I'd take Max Scherzer in a heartbeat. But Charlie Morton doesn't miss games. He doesn't, I'm knock on wood, he doesn't get hurt. He plays all the time. He's, you've heard him talk about some of the players that he's already seen. Like, he was raving about Basayo. Like, the ball just sounds differently coming off of his bat.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, I mean, you know, I wish John Means the best. He's one of them guys, man, where even though he's not no longer yours, I want him to get healthy.
And
I want him to return to his form, being a legitimate number two on a great team.
For example, if the Orioles ran into him in the postseason, no, you're not pulling for him.
No.
But I'd like to see him do well in Cleveland. I mean, if he went to New York, maybe it's a different story, or Boston, but like Cleveland?
There's only one start I want him to suck.
When he comes here.
I don't really want to. I remember one day, I may have told this story on the air. Vinny, I was on a midday show, and Vinny knew my favorite non-Oriole pitcher was Justin Verlander. And it was a Friday game, and I was going to the game. Vinny said, your boy pitching today, what you want? I said, I want 1-0 with Adam Jones home run. Orioles win. And it was 1-0 on the opposite field home run by Adam Jones.
Get out of here.
1-0. Yeah, the Orioles won that day. So if they can do that to John Means, beat him 1-0 every time they see him, we're good to go.
Man, I must have wished for the wrong thing.
What?
I don't know, man. You just said, I want a 1-0 baseball game and picked a certain person to hit the home run to win the game. And that happened? Like, that's...
My phone was blowing up. My phone was blowing... Social media. Everybody on social media. What's the lottery today, Rob?
You know what that reminds me of is, like, Mo would call in all the time and pick those pull-away games. Like, he'd pick an NHL game. It's like 13-3. And I'm going, damn, how are they going to score that many goals? And then one night he got it right. It was like 12-2 or something in a hockey game, and he called the score exactly. And everybody was like, well, damn, that's pretty impressive. Well, he did it every day, and it finally worked out. But it was still cool, man.
Don't be dogging him.
I'm not dogging him. He liked pull-away games, and he would tell us all the time. He's like, why are you picking such a blowout? I like pull-away games. So now that's what I call them.
I'm trying to look it up now.
When Rob coaches, those are pull-away games.
Why are they pull-away?
He's not running the score up. He's pulling away.
Here it is. I found the game.
Okay.
Because I wanted to make sure.
I ain't saying you're BSing us.
No,
bold statement.
It was May the 13th, 2016. Yep. And Adam Jones solo home run. Justin Verlander went 8 innings.
Good God.
Giving up 1 run, 4 hits. 8 strikeouts. Chris Tillman was the winner. He went 7 innings, giving up no runs on 7 strikeouts. Darren O'Day pitched the 8th. Zach Britton pitched the 9th.
That was another guy.
For his 10th save of the year.
I haven't thought about Chris Tillman in years. That was another good dude.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't a number one, but he was the Orioles' number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the Orioles' number one then. He held down. He held it down for what, about 3 years, maybe.
Yeah. Bedard guy was good too.
Man, shut up, man. Nobody want to hear about on Eric Bedard.
I hope there's a fire. Oh, sorry. No, I can't stand that guy. I keep saying it. I'm not in shape. I'll fight his ass for charity.
I had to be separated.
He's what a piece of garbage that guy is.
Yes, he was. Just a bad human.
He's French Canadian. Oh, okay. I understand.
He's just a bad human being.
Yeah. You guys got 3 questions. Why don't we get 3 questions?
He loved himself some him.
Now you get 2.
And that's coming from me.
Yeah. I don't even want to say he loved himself. He was just selfish. He was a selfish SOB.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm going to give y'all 5 innings today.
Huh?
After 5 innings, I told you. Nobody's warming up in the bullpen. I told you I'm just going 5.
I told the story when a minor league coach told me when he was on a rehab stint, he stayed out in his car watching movies on a laptop. Came in, told him how long he was pitching, and then when he left the game, he left. Left the game.
Left?
Yeah.
He left out.
Yes. Yes. He's a scumbag. Most of the time when players and vets go down for minor league assignments.
They bought a spread.
What did they say about
they bought a spread.
When Vlad Guerrero was here, it's like, man, his mom made food for everyone for weeks. You know, like guys will go down, it's like, hey, we're ordering from Outback today.
The Dodgers said they love when Manny Ramirez.
Yeah.
It came down from injury stint. They loved it because every night it was a full spread. Players were saying they were taking food home.
Yeah. And I'm
it
not
was
saying
a full spread.
I'm not saying you got to like do that every time, but like you're making enough money to where you take care of the guys around you. What?
I was waiting for Rob to congratulate me.
Why?
Because usually you guys put a quarter in me. I just did it to you.
Oh. Son of a bitch. I hate Eric Bedard.
I didn't even use his first name. All I said, yeah, Bedard was a good guy.
I might hate him more than I like anything. Honest to God. What a piece of garbage. I mean, if you guys don't know the story, I was introduced to him at a club with Amber Theo Harris, and I put my hand out to shake his hand, and he looked down at my hand and then just turned his back to me. And so I called him a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you get things started.
Yeah, that'll do it.
The rest of the night I was over talking to Steve Traxel because they separated us and made me go to the other side of the room. Stupid ass.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That's just funny that we have similar stories of Eric Bedard. Does anybody have a good story of Eric Bedard?
Somebody told me one time he bought a round, but I think that was a lie. I'm not believing that. They did. Somebody's like, well, he bought around here. I was like, I don't believe you. Nope.
What if he
ordered around, but he ain't paying for it. Nah. That guy's a douchebag.
Man. You done?
Yeah, sorry.
You right. Sure?
Thanks a lot, Ed. You got another quarter?
More Justin Tucker at 8:45, but on the other side. Rubenstein, he says, you know what? He wants to keep the homegrown talent. Let's hope so. We'll talk about it up next right here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I certainly would like the best young players we have on the team to stay here in their career, just like Brooks Robinson was here in his entire career. Jim Palmer was here in his entire career. Baseball is different than it was in the Brooks Robinson days and the Jim Palmer days, and we recognize that. But we think that we are putting together a team that they're very happy with, and we're trying to have an atmosphere that they're very happy with. And, you know, we'll just have to see what unfolds, but we're not unaware of the desirability of doing what you suggest, but we'll just have to wait in time and see.
Again, I mean, if you are a cynical type, Ed, you listen to that with doubt. But if you are, you know, a person who I'm a wait and see guy. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think David Rubenstein would sit there and say those things if those were, really weren't his intent, wasn't his intentions. It's not guaranteed. But I believe those are his intentions.
Yeah. I mean, I think most people in that position are going to say what they mean. Why wouldn't you give the man the benefit of the doubt? Because people are cynical. Because they're so used to the last ownership, you know, group, I guess. But these are different people with different ideas. So I don't know why they just can't, you know, give it a shot. Give them a chance.
You believe it, Jeremy?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I don't have any reason not to believe him. I'm not holding past ownership against this guy. Especially when, as soon as he got on board, they made a trade for a frontline starting pitcher, and they're doing all these renovations and different things. And I know the Stadium Authority has helped out with some of this stuff, but you got to look at the facilities they're building. And I know that's not stuff that people care about, but I think it matters to players when you're trying to bring them in. If you have no presence in the Dominican, then what the hell are you doing?
It was ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous.
So
when 30% of baseball is Latin now.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah. Like, we were pointing out players that have come from the international market on World Series teams, and you're going, oh, it's just the best players.
The best players in the game, yeah.
It's just unreal. And again, like, I don't know why people are even thinking about going at this guy, because you had some sort of expectation that you understand baseball better than the front office. And again, I'm not saying you can't be critical of him, but, like, to sit here and say, oh, you lost Corbin Burns. He's going to win 18 games in Arizona. What happens if we lose eight? That's not how it works, Chief. Like,
I just want to
work that way.
That they had internationally, they would basically DOA.
Yeah.
And you think about the top players. Just rattle off the Ohtani, obviously, foreign, right?
Soto, Juan Soto.
Acuna.
Yeah.
Alvarez.
Ozzie Albies is another one there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go through the Braves lineup, you could have picked a bunch out.
Yeah.
And even like when some of the other guys started coming over, now some of the guys passed their prime, but the Jose Abreus, the Gurriels that had come over, there have been so many. And we don't have to just look at those countries. Pick a different country. There's so many players that come out.
That's
there.
Why I brought in Japan. I mean, you get between Japan, the Dominican, Venezuela. I mean, it's a ton of different places.
Yeah, we were over buying teenagers in Korea and then got kicked out of there. Remember that?
That was banned.
Yeah.
You're banned.
No more.
You can't buy fruit here anymore. You're banned, Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, this is a breath of fresh air that we're even discussing these things. The ownership is discussing. These are conversations that the ownership wouldn't have in years past.
Well, let me ask, you work with them, so are you excited about this? Because I would be.
I'm excited how some of the day-to-day things are running.
Yeah. Do you feel a difference?
From a broadcasting standpoint, I do.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I actually have my whole season planned already. I had my season planned before mid-February.
What do you mean, the games you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
He does this a lot.
Yeah.
We were talking before his coaching season, and he already had the games planned out that he was going to run the score up.
I know.
Yeah. He's like, we'll beat them by 35. I'm going to make sure of it. Yeah. We got this one by 18. Look at him over there squinting. He's looking like Chris Farley when he's looking up. He's like, they gave me what? Decaffeinated coffee?
Wow, loses you mind. The way that you are. No, but it seems to be ran tighter. I don't mean tighter as far as confining. It's just...
You're not finding out last minute.
Exactly, man. I mean, even when they don't have an answer, they'll email you or call you to tell you it's coming. You understand what I'm saying? You're not in the dark like, hello?
Oh, you mean like this?
Is anybody out there? You know, there's a steady line of communication, and I feel like they did the little shuffle a little bit, you know. They did a little coconut shuffle from Gilligan's Island. Did a little shuffle, and they have competent people in places now, man. It's like, yes.
They clearly don't work for Southwest Airlines.
I'll never forget when those sons of bitches told me, your bags don't matter to us. We got to make sure all the other flights go on time. So I'm just going to sit here for 4 hours waiting for my bag after you cancel my flight?
It's nice sitting on the tarmac in Florida. With no AC on in the plane.
Oh, it's awful.
It's fantastic.
We did that here.
I remember.
When we were going to Jamaica, and then one guy stands up and said, they just canceled my flight. I said, sit your ass down and shut up. You're coming with us. Sure enough. And then they make us sit on the plane for an hour and a half until it's canceled.
He had a connecting flight. So the flight that he was connecting to.
Everybody was getting canceled that moment. He just got his first, I think. Maybe you're right.
But everybody had canceled. But I was just saying, they had connecting flights.
Yeah.
So my connecting flight, it's canceled. Why the hell am I on this one?
And I think my wife has finally realized that it's better to pay a few extra bucks instead of that one stop.
Oh, definitely.
It's so much better. Ugh. Why do I want to stop and waste?
You married the frugal woman?
Oh, she's just smart. She's very smart with money.
Yeah, but that's the connecting flight is frugal. I don't know if that's smart.
Yeah. Hey, we're going.
Smart is direct.
We're flying from Baltimore to New York, but we're going to Florida and Texas first. Why? What?
And you know, you talk about the Orioles. One time I met them, I think it was last year, mid-trip. I didn't go to the first stop with them. I went to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they let you book your own flight on their dime.
Right.
I could not find a direct flight to Minneapolis. Could not find one. I don't know what was going on. I had to go to, as Jeremy said, I had to go to Charlotte to get to Minnesota. I'm like, why am I going to Charlotte to get? I was on a plane long enough to get up as high as it could and come down.
Well, I am going to see Shane Gillis in May in Raleigh.
Oh, that's right. You did tell us.
To get Celeste there, she has to fly to Baltimore to go to Raleigh from Florida. So you've got to pass Raleigh. Land a BWI and go back the other way. In fact, give her a parachute.
Can I be the idiot on the show? I had to look up Shane Gillis.
Really?
I don't know him. I know him now.
You know him.
I know his face. Yeah, I just didn't know everything. Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, I had to look him up. Like, who was Shane Gillis? I'm going to Charlotte to see Kendrick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got the tickets last week. Me and Robbie.
I'm going to Ireland to see the Lumineers. And then I found out
give me a Lumineers song. I know the group. I know the band.
When they sleep on the Hey Ho song. Hey!
Ho! Okay, there you go.
That's probably the one you'd know. If I started like rattling.
Did you do Submarine?
Yeah.
No, I know the Hey Ho song.
Yeah, so one of my favorite bands, and my wife.
Are you going there to see them?
Yeah. I mean,
They don't play stateside?
They were playing Ireland and Scotland before they just released their local tour, and we were looking for a reason to go to, UK for some reason. I've always wanted to go to Ireland. So they played both spots, and my wife she never does this, but just booked it.
We're going to Charlotte to see Kendrick because every time I think the Philadelphia show and the DC, whenever he's here in the area, I'm working.
Yeah.
So that's the one gap. I got like a 3-day off gap that Robbie and I are going to fly down in the middle of it, see the show, next day come home.
I love when we do this. Like a lot of times we're driving to places that are close and going to see the concert. My wife's probably annoyed at me because most concerts I ain't staying for the encore. I hate crowds and I hate traffic and I hate lines.
I ain't driving to Charlotte, man. Don't know.
That's different.
Once upon a time,
if I'm walking back to the hotel,
I would drive to South Carolina to see my family because I had to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, you know, I had to. I couldn't, you know, couldn't afford the flight.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that no more.
I mean, I understand.
I ain't driving no more. I'm not doing that. I'm not. If I can't fly, I'm not going.
The one time my wife was
4
upset.
4 hours is my limit.
Jack Johnson was playing Meriwether, and they overbooked by like 5,000 tickets by accident. So like if you've ever sat on the grass there and put your blankets out and everything, there you couldn't see a blade of grass. Everybody's blanket was on somebody else's blanket.
Yeah.
And I looked at my wife, said, "You do realize we are not staying for the encore, even if that is our wedding song. We're out of here." We were waiting to get out of
you
there.
You didn't stay for the encore being your wedding song?
Hell no, not with that crowd.
You stay for the encore on this show?
I'll sing it on the way home to her. Put it on the radio. We good.
Stay for the encore on this show.
I don't know. Is there an encore?
Yeah. Final segment. Is there an encore?
I tell dumbass jokes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Dumbass jokes. Shovels at 9 o'clock. Kim McCusick at 9:30. But on the other side, Justin Tucker. 9 more massage therapists come out. It's a total of 16 now. Justin.
What's 10% of 16? That's 1.6. I'm just checking.
We'll give the inside joke on the other side right here on the Fan. 8:47 on this Taco Tuesday. I didn't realize it was Tuesday until
I didn't either.
Antonio called in and said, "Happy Taco Tuesday, guys."
We're talking about the basketball schedule. I'm looking up Monday's games. I was.
It was only a handful of games yesterday.
9 more massage therapists come out with allegations against Justin Tucker. Jeremy, you said earlier on this show that if you were in charge, you would cut Justin Tucker immediately.
I'd move on, yep. Again, I understand the whole thought process for some people behind, like, you got to let this play out, seeing what's going on. But the Deshaun Watson situation and now this, I've seen enough, man. It's such a bad look for the team. It's a bad look for the league. You have a zero tolerance policy. What does that mean? What does that mean? Because it's not like we've had other guys that have done things that have still been on the team. So, yeah, I understand the longevity and everything and all that stuff, but no, I'm done.
I think we all know where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think, even though you have a zero tolerance policy, you can't do it on accusations. You've got to wait until you know what's going on.
And again, maybe from my viewpoint, I'm jumping the gun because I feel like I know a little bit more.
You do. I mean,
but. But again, I can't. I mean, what are we going to wait for 7 more to come forward? 6 more? Like,
no.
I don't know when this
the
ends.
Numbers are irrelevant at this point.
We talked about the Ravens not saying anything, and someone sent this to me on Twitter. The Ravens did say something. The Ravens organization released a statement regarding the initial allegations on the same day, saying we are aware of the Baltimore Banner's story regarding Justin Tucker as well as his response. We take any allegations of this nature seriously and will continue to monitor the situation. So they did say that when it was first.
That happened right after Justin Tucker's statement that he released.
Right, right.
But we ain't heard anything since then.
Okay.
So
then at the time, there were, in fairness, there weren't.
I mean, again.
There weren't a handful of them then, were
there? I think there were.
What was the first allegation?
I think it was 7 initially.
7 was the first one?
I think. Okay.
But, you know, when you start looking at everything, Rob, I think a lot of people come out and say, "Hey, we got to do our due diligence." And it's like, are we still doing that? Is that what, where's our diligence now? Like, is anybody going to, maybe they're not
but
required.
They are. Who? The NFL Ravens. Or the Ravens?
The Ravens. The NFL hasn't said much either.
Well, I would bet you money.
That they've been in talk with them?
Or? 100%.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I had a lot of information on when Ray Rice was in trouble. I knew exactly what was going on because they were talking they knew. I mean, they had a lot of information.
Here's one. The NFL said that the matter remains under review of the personal conduct policy. So the NFL made that comment. This all dropped, what, January 30th? Is that right? Or was it before then?
Oh, I feel, but it was in January.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was at the very end or not.
Yeah, it just it was six. The first number was six, Ed.
Six.
Okay. Yeah. So to Jeremy's point, now it's 16.
Yeah.
Your opinion when it was six can't be the same as 16. I'm talking if you're the team.
Oh.
No, if you're the team, you can't. That's still your stance after 16?
Yeah.
You know, so I you got to say something else. I mean, I would think.
Look, I'm not trying to come at the team here. It's an awkward situation to be in. But, you know, like, there's been a history here with a lot of things that have gone on. I mean, you can go back to stuff that guys weren't charged for. There have been allegations against Terrell Suggs, allegations against, you know, all types of. Hell, we even talked about the one that we had against Zay Flowers, and then it last just kind of went away. You know, like.
Dante Stallworth.
Yeah.
Well, they signed Dante Stallworth after.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, manslaughter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He settled with a family in Florida. I think it was Florida. Yeah.
Did he get pulled over again after that? He's been on the straight and narrow. I'm trying to remember the way the story went. But, like.
He ended up in New England, or we got him after New England? Because he's had a cup of coffee in New England.
I don't remember if that's where he finished his career or not. But like, look, the sad part of this is I'm wondering how much the Ravens know and if they know what they believe to be true, if this is just hearsay. But what do you want to do with it now? You got a kicker that's coming off. Like, when this happened to Ray Rice, oh, I'm sorry, man. You were averaging 2.8 yards a carry. We don't need you anymore. Blackballed from the league.
Yeah. Damn, Dante Stallworth played 8 games here, only had 2 receptions.
Yeah, he's just doing end-arounds.
He was just, yes, and every time he went in, you knew it was coming.
Then he went to Washington, and then he had a year in New England. Well, not a year, a game in New England. I knew it was he spent 2 stints in New England. He was in New England before he came here, and he finished out in New England.
Okay. But again,
a total of 17 games.
You start looking at these teams, and it becomes everybody talks about the different leagues and the issues they have. I mean, there's so many players in the NFL. Like, the Ravens are sitting here dealing with this, and then the Ben Cleveland thing happens, where he gets pulled over, blowing a .17 and driving all over the place.
You know what's funny? See, he did a lot of end arounds. He had 5 carries for 49.
Every time he was on the field, he was running around somebody.
You know what that means? That means there was a lot of fake end arounds. Because they know in the world. There was a lot of fake end arounds.
I remember is every time he went in, you knew it was coming.
Did you say he played 8 games here?
8.
And he had 5 end arounds. So
5 carries. So he had more than 8 end arounds. He had more than 5 end arounds. There was a lot of fakes.
Okay.
Because they used to say they were Cadre Ishmael.
A lot in 8 games.
They used to do a lot with Cadre Ishmael, too. You knew that play was coming every second quarter. The second quarter of every game, that little fake was coming.
My favorite is when they put 6'12" Clarence Moore's ass in there. It's like, oh, I wonder if they're throwing a jump ball to the tall guy who came on the field. Here comes Champ Bailey picking that bitch off. Gone the other way. What are we doing? That's why I said this year, too, like with Derrick Henry and Justice Hill. Give Justice Hill a couple carries so everybody doesn't think they're throwing the football when he's
all
in.
The time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And throw the ball to Derrick Henry so switch it up a little bit. Let's go to Bill in Baltimore. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today, man?
Doing well. How are you?
I guess I really just had a question for the two ex-police officers on the set. And Jeremy, please chime in.
Okay.
And what do you think about, I guess I'm struggling with the Tucker thing with people coming out, you know, 10 years and 8 years later.
Hey, Bill, let me ask you a question, Bill. Do you know how they came out?
I don't know, but it seems to me.
You don't know how they came out because you guys are just reading the headlines. The Baltimore Banner got this information from no one that, quote unquote, came out. They got this information from someone else, and they conducted an investigation. Nobody came out.
Because there were a few, by the way, there were a few girls that denied the allegations.
Absolutely.
Because they didn't want to be a part of this and then saw how, like, what was going on.
This wasn't a group of girls who said, you know what, we should do something. And then called the Banner. The Banner sought them out.
But that's kind of my point, though. My point is that from what I've read, and you write it only from what I read, none of these spies kicked them out. He don't have nothing in writing. His lawyer says it. Say you can't come back here no more.
Do you know anyone that's ever been kicked out of a bar, Bill?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do they have anything in writing?
Okay. All right. That's facts, Rob.
Okay. All right. You don't have anything in writing. You're just told you can't come back. So it's easy. I think it's smart of Justin Tucker to go the way the route of I don't have anything in writing because you know it's not gonna be anything in writing. You had something for us over there, Joe?
The main article said that the first time he did it at one of the places, they like ended the session immediately and told him to leave. And then the woman that owned the spa said, anytime that happens, we end the session immediately. Then she comes in and says, you need to get out of here.
Right. 410-583-1057.
How often does it happen? Damn. I don't know. We got Gene in Pikesville saying he's asking all the time.
Yeah, for people. 10% of the massage is...
There's a lot of weird people. You know, there's some guys who, if a woman is rubbing on them, he just think instantly, bing.
Yeah.
That's not how that works, dude.
I understand it, because when I go to the strip clubs, they all fall in love with me.
I know.
I know somebody else like that.
Kim McCusick joins us at 9:30. But on the other side, Ed Norris, you got a shovel for us?
Yeah. I got a shovel for someone who did something that's right along these lines. Mm. Made a terrible accusation and just recanted it.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter. At BBMS 105.7 The Fan, shovels next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.